Okay, chevra. So, b'siyata d'shmaya, first want to thank Rabbi Yoel and the whole Eish Kalvin Hanhala family for making this possible, for hosting the shiur. This is the first time that I'm going to be teaching Torah in person in a very, very long time, months and months and months. And it's really something special to be able to be back and be able to sit in person with chevra. I can't do the same thing or accomplish the same thing or be able to have that human connection over a screen, over Zoom, which I've been giving shiur. But it's just not the same. And so to be able to be back with you in person is something very, very dear to me. And I appreciate all of you taking the time to come and to join me in embarking on this unbelievable journey through this special sefer called Sichas Haran. So before we dive into the first piece in Sichas Haran and the notes, I just want to talk b'derech klal on a more general way about the sefer and about its place in the canon of Likutei or Kisvei Breslev, and where it fits in and what its purpose is and how it came to be b'chlal. So let's start from there, just from scratch. The foundational works of Breslev were ultimately not written by Rabbi Nachman himself, but they were rather transcribed by his primary disciple, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, whose yahrzeit is coming up on Asar B'Teves this Friday. Within Likutei Maran, you will find scattered throughout that gigantic, enormous sefer, it's in very small print, if they would print it like this, it'd be volumes, 411 tirus, 411 lessons, each one deeper than the next. So sometimes you find those lessons with the header Lashon Rabbeinu, Zichrono Livracha. Those lessons that start with the words Lashon Rabbeinu, these are the words of Rabbi Nachman, actually came out of Rabbi Nachman's notebook, and they were simply lifted and put into the sefer, but there are very few of those. The majority of these writings were transcribed by Rabbi Nassim. Every single word in both the first chelik that was printed in the Rebbe's lifetime, as well as the second chelik that was printed after Rabbi Nachman had left the world, was checked over by the Rebbe and approved. It wasn't like one of these other svarim that we don't know exactly if the Talmud understood it. Every single word was looked over, every single word was approved, and that became Likutei Maran. Likutei Maran was the first Breslov sefer that was printed, the first chelik, as mentioned, in the lifetime of Rabbi Nachman, and then the second chelik soon after Rabbi Nachman was nifter, although he had seen, and overseen the collection and the putting together of the manuscript of Likutei Maran Tinyana, what's called the second chelik. The next sort of phase of the publication of Kisvei Breslev is the Sefer Sipur Maisius. Sipur Maisius is Rabbi Nachman's original tales. 13 unbelievable stories, the first of which is the subject of my upcoming book, the story of the lost princess, Avedas Vasmelech. And in the back of this sefer, Sipur Maisius, of these 13 tales, Rabbi Nachman printed 117 sichas, which were shorter conversations, which weren't the long, detailed, in-depth lessons of Rabbi Nachman Ke'ilu, like you're sitting in a classroom and a whiteboard, and the whole diagrams and everything that goes into that. But it was just the short conversations, what's called Sichas Chulin, right? Which is the mundane speech of the tzaddik, just sitting around, schmoozing with the chevra. And that became transcribed by Rabbi Nassan, 117 lessons, and that was printed for the first time at the back of Sefer Sipur Maisius, and it wasn't its own independent sefer, it was just what Rabbi Nassan had transcribed after he had realized that Rabbi Nachman's Torahs didn't just come in the form of formal lessons, but rather every word that came out of Rabbi Nachman's mouth was useful for all generations to be able to learn how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the final generational era before the coming of Mashiach. So Rabbi Nassan transcribed these sichas, right, these conversations, and he put them in the back of Sefer Sipur Maisius. A few generations later, Rabbi Nachman told Shiner, Sosia Gunalenu, the primary Talmud of Rabbi Nassan, went ahead and he selected out of a manuscript that was to ultimately become Sefer Chayim Maharan, which is the biographical and more historical sort of treatment of Rabbi Nachman himself in his lifetime. The Heiliger, Reb Nachman Tolchiner, selected out of this manuscript the less, say, radical or the less sharp sort of teachings that would require one to already be familiar with the general Mahalach of Breslev. He took these out, he categorized them much in the same way that the Sefer Chaim Aran is categorized. He took the sichas that had been printed in the back of Sipur Maisius, he put them together, and that became Sichas Aran as we know it. Ultimately, the rest of Chaim Aran was published by his Talmud in the next generation. Okay, so Sichas Aran is a composite. The first 117 lessons were copied and transcribed by Rabbi Nassan himself and printed in the back of Sefer Sifrei Maaseiot. And from 117 and on, four sheets. From 117 and on is also transcribed by Rabbi Nassan, but had remained in manuscript and really wasn't intended, I guess, by Rabbi Nassan to have been printed, but ultimately was combined together with those sikhas that were printed in the back of Sifrei Maaseiot, and that together became this Sefer Sichas Aran that we have before us. The Sefer Sichas Aran doesn't have an introduction, unlike many of the other Kisvei Breslov, because it wasn't intended by Rabbi Nassan to have been an independent Sefer. It was printed only in the back of Sefer Sifrei Maaseiot as sort of a leetcode of what he had that he wanted to print at that time. So therefore, in the introduction to Sifrei Maaseiot, the first editions within which these lessons were printed exclusively, because there wasn't a Sefer Sichas Aran, there was one paragraph that Rabbi Nassan addressed the sichas that are printed at the end that ultimately was taken out after the Sefer Sichas Aran was printed. That paragraph was no longer necessary, right? Because the Sefer Sichas Aran was its own independent entity, and therefore that paragraph was removed. But if you look in earlier editions of Sifrei Maaseiot, before Sefer Sichas Aran was printed, they kept this paragraph in, and this is by way of introduction from Rabbi Nassan to understand what is Sichas Aran, what is this talich of the Sefer, what's the process, what's its goal, what's its aim, what's its style, and ultimately, what is in it for us sitting mamish before, you know, moments before dawn at the very, very end of this long and arduous and difficult galus to understand what's in it for us and what is there for us to gain. So let's look, before we even start the Sefer, let's look at source number one, and it says original introduction to Sifrei Maaseiot. And let's read these words together. Gamra inu, says Rav Nassan, we also saw it fit. Lahatikana shmata shenishmitu misifrei likute maran shenitvisu kfar. We saw it fit to be able to add those hashmatos, right? Those appendices or those pieces that were left out of the original sefer likute maran that had already been printed. Gamitzangu, and over here he's referring to sichas aran. Achar amaisias, we added on after the maisias, after the stories. Kama v'kama sipurim, many stories with sichas noi shal Rabbeinu Hakadosh v'anerazal, an awesome conversation. Sensational anecdotes that left the mouth of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachman Zchusya Ben Aleinu, asher zachinu l'shmaya mipiv, that we merited to be able to hear from his mouth, ki sichasai hu kulay Torah. Because every word that left this tzaddik's mouth, mundane as it may seem, conversational, anecdotal as it may seem, was absolute Torah. Kamaymer Razal, like Chazal tell us, v'aleihu layibal on the pasuk, that this tree, which is a reference to the tzaddik, the leaves on this tree, lo yibal, will not wither. And Chazal tell us that this is a reference to afilu sichas chulin shaltam and chacham tzrichim limud, that even the leaves, even that which seems extraneous to the essential teaching of the tzaddik, needs limud. The sichas chul, the mundane conversations. Ube emes, says Rav Nassan, referring to the sichas that we're going to explore together with Siyata Deshmaya. Kol elu asichas him teres gevois v'nerois ma'ay. All of these conversations, even though they may appear simple, and they may appear straightforward, and again, Rav Nachman Tolchiner took the least radical, or the least powerful, right? Or not powerful, but the least sharp, and he put them into the sefer so it may seem simple, says Rav Nassan. Each and every conversation, each and every sicha, short or long as it may be, is a Torah gevoyev ne'ro ma'oid, is an awesomely exalted and elevated teaching. V'kama sichas yesh bahem, shezachinu l'shmaya ha'tayras ha'sheyachem lahem. And also, as we will, Be'ezer Hashem, explore further on, we're going to find many sichas in the Sefer Sichas Aran that are connected to lessons of Likutei Moran to clarify and to add on and to sort of expand and expound on the inyan that's brought in Likutei Moran itself. And he says, even on the most simplest of levels, him drachim nifla'im, they are awesome pathways. The eitzes toivos v'neira'os, and wondrous good advice, ma'oid v'shav l'chol nefesh, and absolutely applying to each and every soul, no matter what level you are on. And that's one thing that I found personally unique in Kisvei Breslov that really drew me in the beginning years ago, when I began, not so long ago, but a few years ago, when I began, you know, to try to enter into this doorway. I think that when it comes to many other svarim, a person feels as if the Sefer is addressing a certain part of you that you bring to the Beis Medrash, or that you bring to Shul, or that you bring to your dining room table where you can open up the Sefer. But there's a part of you that you feel that doesn't belong in a Beis Medrash, and that doesn't belong in a Beis Knesset, that this Sefer is just not addressing, it's not speaking to. Shragi and I were just speaking about this, right, Shrag? There's a certain aspect when a person is learning Breslov, where you can find, for example, the beginning of Eschaskas HaNefesh, Meshivas HaNefesh, that we're learning together, where the Mechaber whoever it was, whether it be Rabbi Nachman or Nassan or Aber ben Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman Tolchiner, all the way throughout the generation of Levi, it's like Bender all the way, where they will make a point to tell you, literally stop in the middle of a paragraph and say, and it appears to you that these words are not addressing you, but I want to let you know that these words are addressing even the lowest Jew in the world and the person who transgressed the Torah 800 times, like we find Lashonis and Chaim Maran and Likutei Maran, really to check in with you and to let you know that the all of you is encompassed within this teaching. There's no part of you that Rabbi Nachman is not addressing, that Rabbi Nassan is not addressing. And that's something that's absolutely unique that I haven't seen, even in the Svarim, that make it clear that they're sort of addressing each and every Jew, and it's clear to you that it has something to say to you in your place or in my place. But in Breslov, it's just abundantly clear that it's ki'ilu, when you walk in with your whole self. Mamish with your whole self. I'll just tell you, anecdotally, but something I've said in the past. Rav Shlomo Kabach once was describing this minhag, or explaining this minhag that Am Yisrael has, that when it comes time for Bayi B'Shalim on Shabbos, we turn around and we face right the back of the shul. On a simple level, that's Ma'arif, right? And that's where Shabbos is coming in from. So we turn around to greet the queen. Said Rav Shlomo something so beautiful and deep, and I don't know if he found this somewhere else, but I think it's really applicable here. Rav Shlomo says, he says, if a person is a backpacker, and he's walking with all of his luggage, and he's walking with suitcases, and he's been walking and schlepping and journeying for a very long period of time through many different, you know, topographical terrains, through deserts, fields, and forests, for example, which is referenced in the story of our lives and Rabbi Nachman's story of the lost princess. But a person comes to have a meeting or an interview with a very important person, right? Whatever important means to you, Gadol Adar, you know, Lahavdil, a president, or, you know, some very important figure. You're going to enter into the room, but you got to leave your baggage outside. Can't come schlepping in straight from the airport with your carry-on, you understand? You leave your carry-on, you know, in the room downstairs in the lobby, and then you walk in, but you walk in as you without your baggage. Says Rav Shlomo, when it comes to Shabbos, if you don't come in with all of your baggage from during the week, you're bechlal not in Shabbos. Says Rav Shlomo, when it comes the minute before we're about to enter into Shabbos, you have to turn around to see, is there anything that I left outside? Is there anything that I'm not bringing in or that I don't feel comfortable bringing in? Is my understanding of Shabbos and the inclusivity and the relevance of Shabbos limited to the point that I feel that there's a part of me that I can't come into Shabbos with? So Shlomo says you have to turn around and you have to make sure that you're coming into Shabbos with all of you. And that's how it is with Breslov. You walk into a Breslov shiur, you walk in to learn something in Breslov, you come with all of you. The dirtiest, ugliest, darkest parts of you. That's dafka what Rabbi Nachman is addressing. And that's dafka why Rabbi Nachman said about himself, Eisha li tukan abiyas ha-Mashiach. Because it's dafka, the moments before dawn that are the darkest, and in our generation, the decadence and the ugliness and the lowliness is to such a degree that it's our souls at the very end of time that need to be privy to the greatest light that is itself uniquely able to shine down to the lowest depths of the darkest pit. And that's what Breslov is. So Rabbi Nassan says over here that there are wondrous advices, again, v'shava l'chol nefesh, for every person, la'hargil atzmai b'avodas Hashem, to enable that person to become fluent and familiar with the ways of HaKadosh Baruch, la'hamshech atzmai l'Hashem Yisbarach, to be able to draw oneself into this unbelievable vacuum cleaner of spirituality. You know that once you get in the range, it's just you can't stop, and you're being pulled all the time, higher, higher, and closer, lahatis levava ilav, to be able to turn our hearts to Him, Yisbarach kol yimechayev, all the days of our lives, be'emes, with tmimus, with truth, and with simplicity. Sim libcha hetiv hetiv, says Rav Nassan, again, to every single Jew in whatever circumstance, focus very well, l'chalat varim e'ela, to each and every one of the words in Sichas Ran, ki afilu hadvarim hanirim kipshutim, because even those teachings that appear to be simple, him dvarim amukim u'gvoyim ma'oid, they are deep and they are awesomely exalted, ve'hein hein hadvarim ma'oim dimiruma shal olam, and these are words that stand at the apex and the pinnacle of the world. Ve'iker, the main thing is, and this is already begins, this is also a sicha in and of itself, this is also a teaching. But the main thing is we got to be sincere. And we have to be real. And we have to be walking in, not just to learn a safer and say, oh, that's an interesting idea. Oh, you know, that's some, you know, historical knowledge and biographical information that I store in my head. We have to be walking in and open up to a paradigm shift to say, I am ready for a transformative teaching that's going to inform every single aspect of my Avodas Hashem, my approach to Torah, my approach to Tefillah, my approach to the Mass of the World, my approach to each and every mitzvah, that can turn my whole experience of Yiddishkeit on its head and set me on fire in a way that few other things in this world can. B'tmimus u'b'pshita, simply, with simplicity, with sincerity. Os itzliach es darkecha va'os taskin. Then you'll find success. And then you'll find wisdom, rakchazik va'amitz ma'oid, which strengthen yourself strongly, os telich levetach. And then you can walk confidently. Darkecha va'ashrucha lo'y siman, you won't stumble, bitchu ba'ashem, Adi Ad, walk with an unbelievable confidence in the Master of the World, who, by the way, with his infinite hashkacha, has brought all of these neshamas into this room at this time. It's not stam. Why we're dafka here and there's other people that aren't here? Reb Nassan and Reb Nachman, without getting to the Indian, describe the importance of a kibbutz of Jews, how important that is. Obviously, the Rosh Hashanah kibbutz in Uman, right, is one of the foundations of Breslau, but it's not stam, you know, getting together by the grave of a tzaddik. There's depth in every connection that's made. Every new Jew that's coming is creating new tseirufim. His light of his particular neshama is binding together with all of the other neshamas and creating brand new binyanim, brand new spiritual edifices and buildings and structures. And so all of us in this room, it's bashkacha liyana. So let's walk into it with tmimas and with pshitas in a straightforward and sincere way. B'siyata d'shmaya. Let's begin with Evra. Sicha Saran Aleph. As we'll find, some of these sichas we're going to be able to learn in one night. Some of these sichas is going to take us a few weeks to learn. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to spend the next few decades with you trying to get through the sefer, the Siyata Deshmaya. But we're going to take each piece in and of itself. I can't promise that, you know, every single shir is going to be able to be a full piece. Dafka tonight, I think we're going to manage to do that. But some of the sichas are very, very long, and then some of the sichas are like half a line, right? And so we'll be able to do a few of them. So this is one of the medium, the medium-sized pieces, and I think it's perfect to begin. And again, obviously, Reb Nassan had a plan, right, with regard to how he laid these out. It won't appear as if there's any order. We're not going to easily be able to find the connection between each and every one, although Penny and I, right, we've discussed that a person is able to find many, many connections, but then you reach the end of a cliff and it's a big gap until the next one. You're not sure how to cross the, you know, the bridge between those. But let's jump into it. So it says the Heiliger Rebbe Schussia Gunleinu Akol Yisrael Ami. What a privilege to be able to learn these, words with you. And I appreciate again so much each and every one of you that came. It really means so much to me. Says Rabbi Nachman Schussia Gunleinu, the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Ki ani yadati ki gadol Hashem va'adineinu mikol alekim. David HaMelech says, I know, ki gadol Hashem, that God is great, va'adineinu, and our God, or our Lord, mikol alekim, more than any other power. Says the Heiliger Rebbe Schussia Gunleinu, you're just in time, my mom's just starting. David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom Amar. David HaMelech said about himself, ki ani yadati. I know that God is great. And there's an unspoken question here, really? David, you know that God is great to the seeming exclusion of everybody else in Am Yisrael? What kind of business is that? Even the biggest tzaddik to be able to say, ki ani yadati ki gadol Hashem, to the exclusion of everyone else? Says Rav Nachman, treating and answering this unspoken question something exceedingly deep. Ani yadati daika. David HaMelech uses these specific words. Ki gdula saboyri yizbarach I efshar loy melechaveri. Because the grandeur and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Master of the World, is impossible to articulate to someone else. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman is teaching us that it's not simply David HaMelech who is able to say, Ki ani yadati kegadol Hashem, to the exclusion of everyone else, but each and every individual member of the Jewish nation is able to say, Ki ani yadati kegadol Hashem, the way in which I know God and my relationship with Him and my perception of Him is such that I'm unable to articulate or to express it to the next Jew. And each of us can say that if our Avodas Hashem is for real and if it's really plugged in. And even a person to oneself is unable to connect to that attainment, to that awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from one day to the next, because every day brings with it a new mode of connection, and new challenges, and therefore new entryways into this unbelievable relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for which we were sent to this world to build. Yesterday's relationship is a whole different thing. And every single day that a person wakes up in the morning with his schedule, or his plan for the day, or his challenges, a person needs to realize that right now, all of these disparate pieces of my schedule for today, I'm going to use to build a brand new structure that's an entirely different world of yesterday's relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because every single challenge of today is going to be another opportunity for a connection with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to deepen that relationship, to deepen my emunah, to deepen my bitachon, to deepen my experiential awareness of the Master of the world. The Alkein Amar, and therefore David HaMelech said, and first we'll finish the piece inside and then we'll see the Mar Mekoymes. The Alkein Amar, therefore David HaMelech said, Ani Yadati. Ki Ani Yadati, Ani Yadati Daika. That I specifically and particularly know. Ki E'ef Shel Esaper Klal. Because David HaMelech wants to go ahead and express this awareness that he has of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's unable to be expressed. So what is he left to do? What is he left to accomplish? Do we have another four sheets? Yeah. What is David HaMelech left to do? All he can say is, trust me, Chevra. I can't articulate it, and I can't tell you about it, but Ani Yadati Ki Gadol Hashem. I have an awareness of the Gedulah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's absolutely unique to that of each and every other Jew. Va'amar, and Rabbi Nachman said, Shema, again, this is Rabbi Nassim transcribing and writing and recording. Va'amar, the Heilige Rebbe said, Shema, Shekosav Achra, what the next pasuk says, Kol Asher Chafetz Hashem Asav Hashemayim of Aretz, that God does whatever He wants in heaven and earth, which is an enormous praise, right? To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything that happens is part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan, says Rabbi Nachman, Hu Inyan Acha Legamri V'Rachik Legamri Mishavach Ki Ani Adati. Even this, it's still lesser than this initial praise of Ani Yadati Ki Gadol Hashem, of the inexpressible awareness that each and every particular Jew, based on his or her challenges and his or her life, is able to have of the Master of the world, to the point that he can't even express it. That's greater even than the next pasuk of Kol Ma, right? Of Kol Asher Chafetz Hashem Asav Hashemayim of Art. There's more depth to this. We'll get into that in a minute. Ki kavanasa ve'ilu advarim ki ani adati. Heilige simcha. That the kavana of David HaMelech ve'ilu advarim in these words, ki ani adati e'efshel esaper klal. What does he mean to say? He means to say that this gedula that I'm aware of with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that relationship, I cannot express. I cannot describe. I can't be mitzamtzim. I can't constrict it and limit it into words. V'hu gevoya ma'oid ma'oid, gevoya ma'al gevoya. And this praise, for every Jew to be able to say this, that I have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that every detail of my life is another brick in a new structure, that each and every day I'm adding on a new wing of this palace of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm creating throughout my life, is the greatest, the most ineffable and lofty praise. Gavoya ma'al gavoya, higher than all high. Mashi e'ef shel apel esaper. This that the Jewish mouth cannot express this relationship. Ani adati daika. Trust me. I know. And each of us can say that and must say that. This is wrapped up into the teaching of the Zohar Kaddish on the pasuk that we say every Friday night in Eishes Chayil. The pasuk says, Noida basha'arim bala. What's the literal translation? Her husband is known in the gates. Again, whatever manner of interpretation you want to use to understand Eishes Chayil, is it talking about the Torah? Is it talking about Am Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael? It's all the same thing. There are different mefarshim. But Akalpanim, on a simple level, it means that whoever it is that we're referring to, in terms of the wife, in terms of the Eishes Chayil, her husband is known in the gates. As the Zohar Kaddish, no. Something much deeper. The word sha'arim can mean gates, but it could also mean l'sha'er, to imagine, to dream, to attempt to perceive or understand, to become aware of. Says the Zohar, I'll tell you it outside and then we'll read it inside. Noida. You know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Bala, the husband of Am Yisrael, is known? Noda Bala? Noda Basha'arim Bala. The only way that a Jew can really begin to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Basha'arim. It's only in such a way of being Mishair, Says the Zohar Kaddish, Kol chad lefum ma devishayr belibe. Each and every individual Jew, in accordance with what we're able to just dream of, to imagine. And a dream, you know, Rabbi Nachman actually has a Torah on this, about how time is all subjective to different levels of consciousness. We can't get into it now, we don't have time. Rabbi Nachman basically in Torah Samach Aleph and Tinyana, I think it's the 61st lesson, I could be wrong. Yeah, I think it's Torah Samach Aleph. Rabbi Nachman says that in the same way that when a person has a 10-minute nap, it could appear to him, based on the dreamlike state, that he just experienced 20 years of a whole long novel and an Ol Sipur, a person who's on a higher level of consciousness than the standard person's waking consciousness, all of life is also to him like 10 minutes. And 10 minutes in his waking situation is years and years and years and years. And the higher level of consciousness you go until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamela, at that point there's no Zman. This is a very, very deep thing to think about. Some of the Chevra might remember a certain film that played on a very similar theme, right? The dreams within dreams within dreams, and every time there's less and less time, but it's all based on Kutumran, obviously. So, when a person wakes up from a dream, there are certain experiences that you're unable to articulate, or certain level of consciousness that in the dream you experience, but when you wake up, either you don't remember it, right? Or even if you remember it, it's just like, I can't even describe how weird it was, or that feeling of what that was. And so when it comes to this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a person walks out of a shachris the way a shachris is supposed to be, and the way a person walks out of a first seder the way a first seder is supposed to be, shaking a lulav, Shabbos, it needs to be in this bechina of, whoa, what? Like, what was that? If I can walk out of a shachris and describe to someone the experience that I just had, zelo. Zelo. Because dibur is tzimtzum. The Zohar Kaddish referring to the sphere of malchus, which is that function that creates the physical world with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke the world into existence, vayoyim erlikim, v'asar ma'marish v'an nivra olam. The Zohar Kaddish says malchus peh. Malchus is associated with speech, and malchus is a tzimtzum. It's a constriction. It's din. Vayoyim erlikim yihi ar. Vayoyim erlikim yihi v'chulei. And so, if I'm able to describe something, it means that it's very, very constricted. Rabbi Nassim begins, it's really Rabbi Nachman, everything. Rabbi Nassim says in the beginning of the Kutei Halachos that I don't need askama on this because every one of my words is Rabbi Nachman's words. It's not a different thing. Rabbi Nassim emptied out his consciousness and he was a goyin atzam, unbelievable genius. Came from a Litvisher. That's right. That's right. Ibn Nachman himself says in Elkut Raman, he says this, that the world asks questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Sarich Liot, right? Because if we wouldn't have questions, there was a philosopher who said a similar thing that's quoted by the Svarim. Ilu Yadativ HaYisif. If I would know him, I would be him. Right? If I would understand God, I would be God.
No, mitzvah Das is Hashem.
Yes, but even the Das, we're talking about Noida Bashar and Baal, is also Lashon of Das, but it's Bashar. Of course there's an understanding, but it's always, always growing higher and more. And it's an understanding that, again, David HaMelech is able to be made and testify in himself. Ki ani adati wasn't playing games. He wasn't saying like, eh. It was ki ani adati. But it's a das that's of such a quality that I'm unable to express it to someone else. But I'm able to feel it.
It's also keeping on going every day. It's a new experience.
Right.
You can't even
tell
someone from yesterday.
That's right.
You can remember 3 days ago's dreams.
Video? That's exactly right. And so the mitzvah is ever, ever, ever growing, right? And so Rav Nassin, what was I saying? So Rav Nassin in the introduction, right? So Rabbi Nachman begins, because all of the words are Rav Nassin, like Rav Nassin says in Akdamah to Likutei Halachos. Rabbi Nachman begins this sefer with the absolute foundational premise, I dare say, not only of Breslov Chassidus, but of Chassidus Bechlal, and the Gilui of the Baal Shem Tov, which is this concept that is overlooked oftentimes, right? In the institutionalization, so to speak, of our frum communities, that each and every Jew is charged with building a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only in this aspect of Anachnu Yodim, yeah, the whole yeshiva knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole shir, Anachnu Yodim. It's not where it's at. It's not the pinnacle. The pinnacle is, again, it's got to be Achdus, and there's got to be this collective experience as well. But within the collective experience of the Derecheha Darchei Noam, like the Malbim describes in his Pirish on Mishlei, There are wide paths of Torah. There are the 613 mitzvahs that we all share. There's the goof of the mitzvah that all of us do the same way. We all shake the same lulav and we put on the same tefillin and wear the same tzitzis. But there's also v'chol nesivoseh ha'shalom. There's the drachim of Torah, which we all walk on together. And there's the nesivot. And then there's the little shvil. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains one of the sichas, not sichas, Ramakute sichas, that these shvilim are connected to each and every person's internal desire and the emotional experience. That the maisa, the gufa maisa, is the same. Each of us look alike. We have the same form. Baruch Hashem, we should all be healthy and well and complete. Shalom b'gufay. But on the inside, it's got to be v'chol nesiv ha'shalom. It's got to be a little nesiv that's different. Each and every one of our davening has to be totally, totally, totally different than the next guy. Ki ani yadati. To build a personal relationship, it is all about the relationship. That the Baal Shem Tov felt that Yiddishkeit was a little bit becoming focused on the means as an end, as opposed to remembering what the ultimate end is, what the ultimate goal is. And whether that means is Torah study, right? Whether that means is mitzvah observance, right? Dikduke halacha. The Baal Shem says, keep it all, right? We don't want to come away and tear down any drop of our dveikus to Torah study or our exacting nature in the mitzvahs and halacha. But the Helik of Baal Shem Tov comes to the world to tell each and every one of us, and I think it's so needed in our generation. And that's my whole organization, Siyat Rishmai, the Lost Princess Initiative, is really trying to bring this back to Chevra. You know, Hasidus or non-Hasidim, because we need it. And the Hasidim also need it. Everybody needs it. Is to remind ourselves that all of the mitzvahs and this connection to Liman HaTorah is only a means to the end of a relationship, to the end of Shir HaShirim, to the agada that sits at the heart of halacha, that oftentimes becomes obscured throughout the process of just doing what we're supposed to do, when we're supposed to do it. And so this is how Rabbi Nachman begins this sefer, Rabbi Nassim begins this sefer, with this foundational premise, and we need to remind ourselves and bake these words into our heart. Ki ani yadati. What's the foundation of your Judaism? Ki ani yadati. It's about the machshav, it's about the ratzon, it's about the pnimius, the interiority of the act, and not just the act itself. Let's jump into the notes. And let's first look at number four. It's a little bit out of order. Take a look at number four. A Torah from the Berditcher Chassiya Gnolenu. This Torah goes on the pasuk, L'cha dumya sihila, which literally means that David HaMelech tells the master of the world, silence is your praise. L'cha dumya sihila, silence. Haklal, who says the Berditchever, ki ha'adam lufi goydel ha'bitachon sheyesh loy, in accordance with the bitachon, in accordance with this unbelievable connection to the master of the world in the way of awareness, in the way of bitachon, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kein yesh lo hasaga ba'avodas HaBaruch Baruch Hu. In accordance with your trust, in accordance with how much you're going to let go. And when does a person need bitachon? Dafka when there's challenges. Dafka when there's difficulties. And all of life, with all of the difficulties, because the pasuk says, "Adam la'amal yulad." Like, we're not created to have shalva, like the malachim, you know, that just, they don't have challenges. We were created to struggle. We were created to strive, and to fail, and to succeed. And that's what the human enterprise is. And certainly, this, that the Jewish nation is challenged with trying to go ahead and embody these 613 ideals and pieces of advice to grow close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the source, that's the ikkar and the essence. So that means that all of life is an exercise in strengthening bitachon, giving up the ego a little bit more, opening yourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being more with Yishev Hadas, being calmer, being more patient, being able to deal with challenges with a little bit more of this, being ibergegeben in Yiddish, being given over to the master of the world in such a way of bitachon. Says the Kedushas Levi, the more bitachon, and again, each of us has our own challenges, and in Mele, each of us has our own experience of bitachon, the more hasaga you're going to have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu uniquely. Because bitachon is unique. Because your challenges are unique. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shachter makes this point explicitly. I didn't have the sefer, but Imamish explains this aspect of Aniyadati with this concept. Right, that the inyan of asaga is based on bitachon, and the inyan of bitachon is based on what? Is based on personal challenges. Ah, you have a different challenge than the next guy. That each and every one of us has our own pekel, has our own package, based on our past and our present and our future and the circumstances that we went through and broken dreams of the past and, you know, hopes for the future and all of the different memories and experiences that we underwent from the time that we emerged into the air of this world until the present moment. Completely unique, samimela. your exercise of bitachon is completely unique. Memela, your hasaga is completely unique. V'zehu haremez, says the Berditchever, that's the remez in these words, l'chad dumya sehila. Says the Heilige Berditchever, haremez ala bitachon. He says this word dumya means to be silent, dom la Hashem, but it could also be a reference to bitachon. Because that very pasuk, doim la Hashem v'hischoil alai, especially as referenced in the Gemara in Gittin, that Rabbi Nachman brings down in Tarav Vav in the Kutumaran, is a reference to bitachon. Because the pasuk over there says, doim la Hashem, wait silently for God, v'hischoil alai, and long for Him. And it's a reference, again, in the context of the Gemara in Gittin, basically describes an Amora that was having a very difficult time with certain people who were mistreating him. And he came to the tzaddikim and he said, do I have the right to really give it back to them? And they answered with this pasuk in Tehillim, Dom Lasha, be silent, don't answer them back, which really means, wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hischoil alai, v'hu yabalecha chalalam chalalam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. But you don't do anything, that's bitachon. Says the Berditchever, if the word dumya can be connected to the word dom, which in that context is a reference to bitachon, memele, we can read these words differently. L'cha dumya sihila. When it comes to my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate praise that we can have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rabbi Nachman says over here, that it's the ikar, it's the highest, gevoa ma'al gevoa, is to be able to say, L'cha dumya. My offering to you, Ribbono Shel Olam, is this bitachon that I have in you, and that's tehillah, that's the biggest praise in the world. That I'm not able to express to somebody else. That's ineffable. That's loftier than lofty. L'chad dum yasihila. Ki yesh le'asaga, b'abay desabare, l'ayirus l'ahalo. Because he has a unique awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to then use to praise. V'zeh remez ba'pasuk, zeh Hashem kivinu lai. Kifi goydel ha'bitachon kein yesh la'asaga. Right, again, he's saying a reference in the pasuk, a remez in the pasuk, an illusion. Zeh Hashem, you know who's able to say zeh Hashem, that I have an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Only a person who's kivinu lai. Only a person who knows how to have bitachon, how to really rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu experientially. It's not just nice to talk about it and then you leave the shir and it's something else. To really live it. To really, really live it. And there comes a time in a person's life, like the Kutzker described based on the pasuk, in Kriya Shema, which says, "Vayu advar me'ela asher neichim mitzavacha yom al lavavacha." Says the Kutzker, "What's al lavavacha? You're piling all of these tires on it. Just say bilavavacha." Says the Kutzker, "That's really all you can do. All you can do is just douse yourself in tira." And continually pile onto yourself these teachings. And then one day all there needs to be made is a little pesach shel macha, just a little needle hole. And then everything that you spent all that time learning and absorbing is going to go in. And there comes a time in a person's life where we just look ourselves in the mirror and we say, you know something, like, it's time to really live it. Like, I've been learning all of these things all of the years. And like, it's time to really put it into practice. So to really try to live this way with this bitachon. It was a real thing. It wasn't just like tzaddikim lived this way. Ve'amech kulam tzaddikim. Each and every one of us can do this. It's a struggle. It's a battle. It's a long, arduous process, but we can begin. And we can begin now. Start of a new sefer, a start of a new seder, a start of a new thing, it's a new start. It's a new start. So to come with tmimus upshitas and say, this is my exercise in making a little pesach shel machat. To try to let these things in. That's the Berditchever. Take a look at the Ma'ar V'Shemesh, source number 2. Says the Heilige Ma'ar V'Shemesh, we're going to go a little bit over time just because of the introduction. I apologize. Anybody who needs to leave can leave. Ma'ar is 8:15. Okay, so whoever wants to daven, Ma'ar can daven. Yeah. We're going to go a little bit over time just to see the notes, and then the Yisrael Shem will try to keep it to 45 minutes. Says the Heilige Gemara of Hashem, Eschusi Agnolina Ba'af Anu Ne'mar Perish Aksuvim Al Pimasha Amarnu Al Pasuk Soyed Hashem Li'reo. The Pasuk says, God, or you know, let's say the Pashup Shot now. Soyed Hashem Li'reo means, on a simple level, God's secret is to those that fear Him. And you see this pasuk brought many times in the Gemara, right? Where there was a certain knowledge that a person had, or that a Tana or an Amora had, who couldn't have had it from a personal experience, right? There was, for example, the Gemara in Saita, I think it was Rav Zeira, I can't remember right now, but there was one Amora who had something to say about the concept, you know, of marriage, right? Or that relationship between husband and wife. He was never married, says the Gemara. How does he know to be able to make a comment on this? Says the Gemara, Soid Hashem Lireyev, right? Which means that God's secret, even those things that are concealed and not experienced in an individual person's life, is Lireyev, is given to those that fear him. That's the simple level. Says the Hele Gemara V'Shemesh. She Ikr Lashon Soid Perushay. What does it mean, this word Soid? The mystery of God, the secrets of God. What's a secret? Is Davar... is not something that you know and you can choose whether or not to divulge, and because it's a secret, you don't want to tell somebody else. No. So that its essence is something that is impossible to tell somebody else. The Eina Kavana Limana Kabbalah doesn't mean, you know, that the tzaddikim are able to access Limana Kabbalah that we refer to colloquially as Sod. To Davar Shadam Shailulan, it's permitted to teach it, right? Under the right Kedarim and the right ways to teach to somebody else, Luzulasai. Amnamahan Davar Shu Soy Be'emes, the true Sod, who has Sagas Mitziusi is Baruch V'Yisalakimavur Bazar Kadesh, Bepasak Noidav Sha'arim Bala. It's Mamash what we're learning here in the first Sikh. It says Batla, it should say Bala. It's a printing mistake. Kol Chad Lefum Shiru Delay, like we quoted from the Zayar. Each person in accordance with his awareness. Shaza Davar Hamutman Belev Kol Ish Lefim Adre Gasai. This Indian is buried within the heart of each and every Jew, that it's not simply something that we choose not to divulge. It's a Sod Be'etzim. That no matter how much I try to talk about it, Ani Adati, there's an essence that's beyond what I'm able to express that's deeper than all of that. But if Yizrichas Ara Hashem Yizbarach Laleib, and in accordance with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's illuminating the heart of the Jew, who builds a personal relationship with him. V'i'efshu sh'yavana adam l'zulasei asagazayis, it's impossible to let somebody else into this little secret that you have with God. This secret relationship, this secret life, these whispered tefillahs under your covers at night. You're going to try to explain to somebody what that experience is like. I bless all of us with that experience. I bless all of us with that comfortability with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's our best friend in the entire universe. And that I can relate to him as such. Another chiddush of Rabbi Nachman and of Chassidus. So after I sit down with a really good friend, and again, it's a bad mashal, but I sit down with my closest friend in the world, and I sit and have a good, you know, what do they call DMC or heart-to-heart, right? And then I should go 5 minutes later and try to tell, you know, a guy in shul, like, what that was like. Does not. I don't have the words to describe it. I don't have the categories to describe it. Allah has kama v'kama 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 to our best friend with a capital B and a capital F, the master of the world. Lufi masha bikesh, right? So he says, right? Even if I'll try to explain it, the person won't get it. Ki im kol echad amasig lufi masha bikesh es Hashem. It's every person in accordance with how much he seeks HaKadosh Baruch. We talked about bitachon lechadumya sihila v'zepirish soid Hashem liyareyev. That's what it means. Not that God's secret is to those that fear him, but soid Hashem liyareyav. God, to those that fear him, remains this inexpressible secret and mystery. Shemetzias v'reinu yizbarach hu soid kamas etzel yareyav. That those that are meriting to that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a hidden secret. Shem masig masag gedoyla mitziyus yizbarach. That he is able to attain this unbelievably lofty and elevated awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Masha Inkein, the next guy. Let's jump into Tzikas HaTzadik. Vizev, Acher, and Marv is starting now. If you want to dive in, Chas v'shalom. No. Everyone said, and the recording is public. It's available, so you catch up the last couple of minutes. Just a chaval not to see these two pieces now. Says Reb Tzadik, and we'll try to get through this quickly. Va'acher shemase gimel elu klei hamaisa goymrim v'leiv chaymid v'ayin roya. It's part of a bigger piece. Reb Tzadik says that after a person attains an experience of Yiddishkeit that has the klei hamaisa goymrim, which is the bechina of nefesh, which is the maisa mitzvah we talked about before, the derachel darche noam, you know, those general paths that all of us share. V'leiv chaymid, and his heart is in it. V'ayin roya, and there's the bechina of chachma, that you're zocha to a deeper taste in it. or not a taste, right? We're going to get to the taste. But v'ayin roya, that you're able to understand it deeply, that your mind is there, v'kavana, chachmas hadavar, azaych alasayid. Then says Rav Tzadik, and Sikhet Tzadik, Kufayin Zayin, a person is meriting to the Inyan of Sochu, Inyan Mashikasa, the Gemara in Kedushin says, La Adam Tov Meti'imim Lo Mi Pri Maisa Ba'olam Hazeh, to a good person, a Tzadik, they give him a taste of the effects of his actions even in this world. What does it mean, taste? Says Rav Tzadik something remarkable. Hatam al derech, and this taste that's referred to in this Mamar Chazal is connected to the pasuk Tamu u'ru'u ki toyev Hashem. Taste and see that God is good. And this is nikra sod. This is called a mystery. She'i efshel ahazber l'chaveri tam shehu margish b'cheke. Can you explain a taste? You eat an apple. All you can say about that is it tasted like an apple. You could say it tasted sweet, but one is in or unable. It's impossible to describe a taste. Ever think about that? It's sharp. Whoa, what does it mean sharp? A salt, right? Something sharp. Harif. You can't describe a taste.
Can you really describe anything?
There are certain things, again, which I can describe the characteristics of something that each of us experience at once. So for example, we're sitting around the table, so all of us have the experience of a table, and all of us are able to understand, right? Even to a person that has never seen a table, I'm able to describe the functionality of it. I'm able to describe what it's there for, how it's built, what the purpose is. But the essence of a taste is something that's ruchni in a certain way, right? It's something that's so bound up with our own personal subjective experience to the point that, for example, color is very similar also. You could have two people that look at red or look at purple and see two different things, right? What do we know if we're actually all tasting an apple the same way as everybody else? What do we know? We assume. Well, how do we know? Right? It's a trip, right? How do you know?
Isn't it like all five senses?
So this is the point that Nassim's making. I have to think a little bit more about this. Could be you're right. It could be you're right. But it's Mavur and Tzadik that you're wrong. Okay, so he talks about Tam, right? Of course you're right. We have to understand exactly what Tam is Dafka. Tam, because he says the same way she Efshal Ahaz B'Chaveri Tam Shu Margish B'Cheka Kinin Sha'amru. And over here he brings Chazal in the Avitzer of Nasan describing the different forms of the way in which Tzadikim draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis Oichlin Mika'ara Echas. Two Tzadikim eat from the same pot. Kol Echad Toyim Lufi Maisa. And every person tastes something different. What does it mean when we say a person walked into a limud or into a seder and he had a taste for it, right? What does it mean, you know, that a person has good taste? What does it mean? Somebody else is not experiencing the same sort of gashmi presentation that person's tasting? It means that there's something very essential deep within the heart of this person that he has a taste for this thing. That's what it means, right? And that's why we refer to a taste. That's what, right? Even the way that we speak, this person, he has a good taste, right? It means there's something special about his or her relationship with this thing. Yef shalahagid klal. Ki atam in shava b'chol echad. He says over here, mamish, but we have to be mavar, like if we're all tasting the same taste when we eat something, a pizza or something. Ki atam in shava b'chol echad. It's not the same for every person. Zenik or soid. And that's what it means when we say a soid ki adua. Shumashi I ef shalahagid klal. It's impossible to describe or to express or articulate to the next guy. Ki masha ef shalahagid hare echad jehigid shuv noida. Because something that's able to be expressed, once you express it to the other person, knows it in the same way that you understood it. Gam la'achar, to somebody else. The eichu soid, the seser, v'shenemar boi soid Hashem li'rev, ole yisharim soida. So how is it a secret, an essential secret, that even after you speak about it, it remains a secret? It's only revealed to each and every person in accordance with his personal relation with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Efshel Galoise Klal, and it's impossible to express it to someone else. This is the taste that each and every person is zocha to an individual relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that personal experience. We'll close with a piece from the Kuti Halachas. It's easier. I'm going to go through it pretty quickly and just tell you just the vart. If you look back in the piece, you'll see that Reb Nosson used the words that afilu la'atzma yi'efshel asafer miyayim liyayim. Even to oneself, every day it's something new, right? We learned that every day it's something new. Lefi mashem azriach loy, v'snoitzitz loy, v'oisayayim, every day there's a new light shining. Says Reb Nosson, based on this piece, and the Kutei Halachas Kriya Shema. Listen to this, because I'm just going to change the way that you say Kriya Shema. It certainly did that for mine. Listen to this. He says this is mamish. Again, he's basing himself off the sikh on the Kutei Halachas. This is the essence of Kriya Shema. Because the entire inyan of the Torah is founded upon emuna, like the pasuk in Tehillim says. That's the whole essence of Torah, is to come to this belief and this awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kriya Shema. That we're makabel on ourselves. Oh, Malchus Shemaim, Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem is Echad. It's the essence of Emunah. The phrase with which how many thousands of Jews, you know, left this world. Al Kiddush Hashem. Because that's the essence, right? And in that moment where there's only time for the most essential, it's only Kriya Shema. It's all you could say. So there's no time for anything else, you understand? In that moment, moments before the end, to say any other pasuk in Chazal would be extraneous to the essence. You have to say Kriya Shema, right? Because Kriya Shema is the most essential. With the whole Indian of Kriya Shema is that you have to go and accept it upon yourself anew, says Rav Nassim. Because a person that's connected to the master of the world in such a way, of Aniya Dati, it's not the same yesterday as it was today. And it's not going to be the same tomorrow as it was yesterday. And the next day, Bechinas, the pasuk that says Chadashim Labakarim, every morning we're fresh. Rabba Emunasecha, because Emuna is bound to the concept of Chadashim Labakarim. Every morning it's got to be fresh. It's got to be new. Kamoish Darsh Rabbi Seinu Zechon Levracha Asher Noichim and Savacha Yoyim. Chazal tell us, what does this mean? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu says these mitzvos that I commanded upon you today, Bechol Yoyim Yu Beinecha Kechadashim. Every day it's got to be fresh. It's got to be brand new. It's got to be the next level. It's got to be a deepening of a relationship that we already began. The third date is not the same as the first date. And the seventh date is not the same as the third date. And if you're not dating God, so then every day is just schlepping through the motions. But if we're dating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's a romance, if it's Shir HaShirim, if it's Agada, so then every day we're building on that, right? Like Rashi says, Yishana, it shouldn't just be like this old, you know, decree that's on you. It should be fresh, bursting with energy, vitality. It's not the same old chakras that I have to wake up for. The Mashgiach told me I have to wake up. It's new. It's a new means. It's date number five, right? You understand? It's a new experience. Kichadasha, the ikr mikra zeh namar li'inin Kriya Shema. This pasuk was talking about Kriya Shema. Kitzarach lafash veish atzmei be'emuna. Every person needs to renew within himself this faith. The liray so the kabbal al atzmei emuna b'chol yoy mechadash, to accept upon himself every single day emuna mechadash, fresh. Now listen to this, and with this will end. Listen to this. V'zeh b'chinas Shema Yisrael. This is why we begin this declaration with the word Shema Yisrael. It seems to be completely unessential, right? Inessential. What do we start the pasuk with? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That should be, because that's the declaration of faith. What's Shema Yisrael? Listen, oh Jews, who are you speaking to? Yourself, someone else? Oh, what's going on? Says Rav Nassim something profoundly amazing. We begin Kriya Shema, this declaration of essential faith, with these two words, Shema Yisrael. That's really what you should have just said. Hashem is our God. Hashem is one. Shema Yisrael. Listen to this. This is not something extraneous or secondary. This is the aspect of the deepest essence of the words that you're going to then be saying. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why? Ki kesheroitze lahidia dvar chadash v'nifla oimrim, shma nam Hashem edaber v'asab l'cha chadash is g'dolos n'roitz v'nifla'is. What does a person say to somebody when he wants to tell him something amazing? Brand new news, something fresh, a new update of something new that came out. What do you say to the person? What do you say? Listen to this. I gotta tell you something. Listen to this. Says Rav Nassim, that's what Shema Yisrael is. Every morning that we begin to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you got to start with Chevra. Listen to this. Something you never heard before. Shema Yisrael. And we're saying it to somebody else, and we're saying it to our deepest selves, because every day the aspect of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is fresh, is new. And so we have to begin every single day Chadashim Labakarim Rabba Munasecha with Chevra. Shema Yisrael. It's like we never heard it before. You got to hear this. You got to hear this. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Unbelievably deep and special. Let's finish off. Right, and that's what a person says. When a person wants to say something new, something amazing, what do we say to a person? Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you such a wondrous, amazing, incredible, deep, awesome thing. Every single day, three times a day, we have the opportunity in these two words, if we're conscious of what they mean, to reawaken within ourselves that excitement. To be able to remind ourselves that it's something new, Masha Ein Kein yesterday. It's date number 7. We're deepening this relationship. Ulevav kol Yisrael in the hearts of all Jews that are connected with his heart. Sheyatu oznam, to be able to really listen. Vishmu heitev, mashem esaprim lehem chadashos, gidoylois v'neflois, because it is awesome and it is new and it is fresh. And it's not old and stale and routine and rote. But b'chines mashem darsh rabbi sin, chanad avrach al teva shema, hashmi la'oznecha. What does it mean, shema? You have to really listen to the words you say. Because you are telling yourself in those moments the deepest, most awesome chiddush in the world. Even though you said it 3 times yesterday, and you'll say it 3 times tomorrow. Every single time that we're saying Kriya Shema, which again is just a reference, you know, at its essence to all of Yiddishkeit. I come to put on tefillin, it's got to be Shema Yaakov. You're about to put on tefillin, it's a gevald. It's, you put on tefillin yesterday morning also, but it's something fresh today, it's something new. Put on tzitzis, make a bracha, every single aspect of Yiddishkeit, when it's approached in this way of ki ani adati, it's a romance, it's a relationship, it's got to start with mamish, Shema Yisrael, each and every one of us.
So why Shema Yisrael?
Because we're talking to the deepest essence of our Jewishness. We're referring to ourselves, we're referring to the Jewishness of everybody else, but that's the aspect that's going to feel it, that's the ani adati. It's not the Yitzhahara knows. It's that need. It's the essence of the Jew. When this will finish. With an exclamation mark. It's a gevald. But what do we say? It's the God of our fathers, and we received it in tradition, but we got to make it our own. In the language of the first story of the Lost Princess that my book, Bezer Hashem, is coming out on soon, it's called A Shvil Menatzad. The viceroy embarks on like a side path to find the princess. Each and every one of us needs to find our shvil menatzad. Don't just be robotic with Judaism, just to go through it because that's what we're expected to do and that's what we've been doing forever. Every day has got to be bursting with freshness, with newness, with chiddush. Ein beis hamedrash b'lei chiddush. Something fresh. And the mela, when we can tap into that, there's gratitude. And we realize that it's not to be taken for granted. And that tefillin is not pashit. And that yesterday is not the same as today in the sense that it's a given. I put on tefillin yesterday, I'll put on tefillin today, I'll put on tefillin tomorrow. Every day is hayoyim, hayoyim, it's fresh. All you have is this mitzvah of tefillin, and it's fresh, it's new, it's never been in the world such an inyan. My great-great-great, I was talking with some of the chevra over Shabbos, my great-great-great-great-grandfather, 5 greats up, Rav Shmalka Selisher, after my son is named, Shmuel Shmalka. He was a big composer, he was a big Rosh Hashiva, and a goyin, and Avbezdin, and Selish, and Chust, and Balkan, and other places in Hungary. And every Thursday night, he would make up a new song after his chumashir. He would teach it to the chevra, and they would sing it lichadoidi, the coming Shabbos, because he told his chevra, this Shabbos is a brand new Shabbos that never existed, and so we need a brand new song that never existed. Shema Yisrael. It's not something old. It's not something antiquated. It's not something dull. It's not something boring. It's not something rote. It's not something stale. It's fresh. It's fresh. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov wanted to do. He wanted to take a stale experience of Yiddishkeit that's like out on the table and mamash put it into a toaster oven and give it life. It's the same ingredients, but he wanted to bring it to, sort of nasan's mashal. He wanted to bring it to life. It's the same Torah. It's the same Gemara. It's the same Iyun. It's the same Bekiyas. It's the same Tfilas. It's the same mitzvah. It's the same. Nothing changes. But it's a shift in perspective that allows us to engage with all of these things in the context of a relationship to reframe what it is that we're doing. Like, what is it? In a way that brings freshness and renewal and chiyus and energy to each and every aspect of it. So what a fitting way to open the sefer with this aspect of Ki'ani Adati, because that's the foundation, that's the premise of why we're here in this year. Each of us is sitting as a group, Bivadai, but each of us are sitting as individuals. that each of us have that romance and that relationship with the master of the world. And may Zer Hashem should be zocha in the coming years to keep on deepening that bitachon, to keep on deepening that l'chadum yasehila, that aspect of dom l'Hashem eschaylalai, and to be able really to be able to say, ki ani adati. It's not just, you know, I'm from in the same way everybody else in Flatbush or Muncie or Lakewood or anywhere else is from. No, no, no. From. It's not a culture. It's not even a religion. It's a romantic relationship, one-on-one, face-to-face, panim upon him, meshikas piu, mamash, the deepest, deepest intimacy. Shabbat Hashem. Thank you so much for coming. Shabbat Hashem will continue next week. We hope to see you back. Bring a friend.